Let's press the button marked duty forecaster and see what comes out. It's Bill O'Connor. G'day, Bill.
Good morning. How are you there, Kia?
I'm extremely happy because of the lovely weather we've been having. It is a lovely time of the year. And again, another shaping up day of niceness, it would seem.
It is, yeah. I think today, again, is almost a carbon copy of what we've seen for the last 3-4 days. But it is changing slightly, I suppose, at the moment. We've got that strong wind warning still down to Cape Trib for today. Tomorrow we're going to ease that back to being north of about Cooktown area. We're still winds probably 20 to 25 knots north of Cairns, 15 to 20 south of. But it looks like once again as we get into about Friday, we may need a strong wind warning for all of our coastal waters once again. But we do gradually over the weekend see that gradient to the north ease back a little bit, so I'm starting to contract to southern waters rather than the northern waters as we go through the weekend period. But I suppose the area which is of more interest at the moment is, especially as we head into the latter part of the week, it looks like we will see a little bit of an increase in the shower activity through our region. There's sort of a combination of two things really going on. We see the wind starting to shift a little bit more easterly as we get through Wednesday and into Thursday. Potential of a couple of showers, I think. Maybe something, one or two showers around Wednesday night into Thursday, but looks like there'll be a little bit of an increase as we get through Thursday into Friday and continuing into Saturday, where we've got the wind shifting more easterly. We end up with a little trough on the surface flow on the coast, and then we also have this little bit of a mid-level trough which slips through, which will probably affect more the Herbert Burdekin type of region, but we're going to be just on that northern extent. So potential there, I think, Friday night into Saturday, where we will see some totals down along the Cassowary coast, 10 to 15 millimetres and a few millimetres up through the Cairns area and extending further northwards. So
gotcha.
A little bit of a change in the pattern that we've been getting, and those cool temperatures that we're seeing, still down to 11 degrees this morning at Mareeba, 15 degrees here at the airport, but those minimums over the next couple of days just creeping up a little bit.
Okay. Much appreciated, Bill.
No worries. Catch you, Kia.
That's Bill O'Connor, duty forecaster at the Cairns Weather Office. He'll be back a little after the 7:30 news.